You're listening to the Tuesday Gang here on 92.5 Phoenix FM, D15 today with you, Grainne and Dermot, Dermot O'Grainne. And we're moving on now to one of our regular guests on the show, David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Busy man these days.
Absolutely.
Busy man always.
Well, there's always
something happening.
Yeah. Two big eclipses, one major meteor shower.
Yeah, you must have been out the doors flogging the glasses, were you?
we were the biggest supplier in Ireland, the only supplier again, which sort of took us hit by surprise.
Nice.
But we had tens of thousands of them distributed across Ireland in the end, thanks to our volunteers.
Yeah.
Came in, worked till 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday and Sunday nights, just to make sure everything went in the post.
Well, I bought mine from you on a previous occasion, and I put them away safely in one of those safe places. So I found them, and I left it too late to order more, so I was stuck.
So
I was borrowing from my neighbours, and when we were out to view, they were being passed around. So that's what smartness teaches you.
Well,
as smart
you'll
as I was,
to use them again.
I'll order them now at one of these days, so, and I'll put them in a well-known safe place the next time, so I'll never be caught again. And that must have been a great occasion for you, and the photographs can't wait for the next issue of the magazine.
Yeah, it's just away from the printers, and members of the society have already received it in the post. It should be on newsstands, I think, tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Astronomy Ireland magazine, with all the eclipse photos we got in from around the country. There were great clear skies. Some people have fantastic equipment, lovely photographs. In fact, I think we're going to talk about our Starbucks event on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And the main speaker went to Spain to see the eclipse as a total eclipse, which is probably hundreds or a thousand times better.
Oh, my daughter was in Cambrils for the eclipse, and her photographs are far superior to anything that I saw produced here. It was a spectacular occasion.
Well, I'm sorry to say my experience was less so. I was in Belfast that day, and at the time of the eclipse, Belfast got slightly gloomier.
Oh dear.
That's as much as I can say.
Oh dear. So tell us about the Starbucks, David, please.
Yeah, this is Ireland's electric picnic for astronomy, if you like.
Oh, you're selling it to me. Oh, hopefully you don't get the guaranteed electric picnic
rain.
Weather. Yeah.
But don't worry, I won't be singing at the event, so people needn't worry about that. But what people will be singing, the praises of what they see through telescopes. So once a year, we set up giant telescopes. People who have big telescopes very kindly bring them along, thousands of times more powerful than your eyes. And they let the general public look through them.
Yeah.
So we invite the whole 8 million people on the island, just like the real electric picnic does, to come along and blow their minds with the views of things like the planet Saturn with its rings and its moons. There are then things like star clusters and galaxies and dying stars and double stars, and we'd have a giant laser with a 40-kilometer beam that points out the stars to people. We'll teach people how to use the binoculars, show them the most distant thing they can see with the naked eye, the Andromeda Galaxy. And on top of all that, there's a professional barbecue and talks in the hall. We hire the GAA grounds in Roundwood, one of the highest villages in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to use a little slogan, sort of 1,000 people, 1,000 feet above sea level, with telescopes 1,000 times better than your eyes.
If you don't have a telescope that's 1,000 times better than one's eye, David, you mentioned Saturn in passing there. Is Saturn visible to the naked eye at the moment? Or is it...
Astronomy Ireland magazine, don't be scared by it. It's aimed at the general public who know nothing about astronomy. And every month it'll tell you where to see the planets.
Okay.
And the moon is a great signpost. We all know the moon. So if you read the magazine last week, you would have seen that on Sunday, a few nights ago, just below the moon was a bright star. That's the planet Saturn.
Okay.
So it was dead easy to see on Sunday night. I saw it myself. And if you had a big telescope, which most people don't, even the members of Astronomy Ireland, only 1 in 10 of them have a telescope, then they can aim the telescope at Saturn and turn it into this huge globe with these lovely rings that we've all seen in photographs from things like the Hubble Space Telescope and little dots surrounding it, which are actually its own moons because it's over 1 billion kilometers away. But a big telescope, thousands of times better than your eye, can reduce that down to the kind of view you'd get if you were in a spacecraft at Saturn looking out the window. And it's absolutely amazing. We've run events where we've shown Saturn before, and it's the one thing that everybody goes, ooh, ah, can't believe what they're seeing.
It's such a signature image, isn't it?
You step back and say, you've got a projector inside that box there. It's not a real telescope. That dot there in the sky can't be transformed to that. Well, it can be with a big enough telescope.
So attendees at the Starbecue on Saturday will have an opportunity to see through one of the really good telescopes. And will they see that level of detail, David?
Absolutely. I guarantee it. Or I'll give you your money back personally.
you're sounding like a fairground huckster now. Come on.
We just want to make sure people know that, this is one event you've got to see once in your lifetime, at least. It's not every year for the crack. There's always different talks, a few different objects to see. Yeah. The main speaker will be Anthony Lynch, who not only... A lot of people did go to Spain to see the total eclipse, like your daughter. Yeah. But he had special cameras that got up close, and the pictures he'll show will actually be better than what people who went to Spain saw. Right. And, we saw a partial eclipse. A total eclipse is like something completely different. The sun completely vanishes. The day turns to night. You can see the stars and planets in the sky. There hasn't been one on Irish soil since 1724. There won't be one on Irish soil till 2090. So you have to travel.
I'm looking forward to that one next year
in August. We're organising a trip for.
Mm. I remember the last fairly substantial eclipse in 1999. My son was about 10 at the time, and we had welders' visors, broken ones in the shed, but they did the job for viewing. And I do remember a greater sense of darkness and wind and an eerie colour of darkness. It happened in the morning time, so the darkening was more evident than it was this time. Or maybe my memory has grown with the years. That's how I remember it.
On 11 minutes past 11 in the morning on August the 11th, 1999, was the last deep eclipse, as deep as this one. They were actually similar, 94-95%. And because that happened close to noon, the sun was higher in the sky, so the morning was quite bright. Then it got quite dim, shall we say, rather than dark, and cold. I had to put a coat on, I remember.
Yeah.
And then it brightened up again for the rest of the day, whereas the last month's one was happening sort of just towards sunset. But I didn't know it was getting cooler, and it did get warmer before the sun finally set.
Yeah.
But again, these are only partial eclipses. Some of the media were saying there won't be another one till 2090. Not true at all. There are 30-something more visible from Ireland between now and 2090, the next being the bank holiday Monday next year, August the 2nd, around 10 a.m. in the morning.
But there'll be other places that one could go to and one would get a better experience.
Well, next year it won't be as deep. It's about 40% instead of 95% average for Ireland a few weeks ago. But we're organising a trip to either, we haven't decided yet, it'll either be southern Spain or northern North Africa, so along the Mediterranean, because this eclipse will be extremely long. There won't be another eclipse of the sun, total eclipse of the sun, longer than this for 87 years.
Something special. We're not likely to be around at that stage. Now, is there a significance to Saturday's date, or is it just September the 5th, or is it just a day to pick? Is there anything specific about that date?
There's a special little formula we use. It has to be dark enough, so you can't have it too close to the solstice on June the 21st. And you don't want it too close to Christmas, it'll be a bit cold for a barbecue. But usually, the end of August or early September, when the moon is out of the sky, because we've gone to Wicklow Mountains, because the sky is extremely dark there. You can see the Milky Way overhead with the naked eye. So the first moon-free night, end of August, early September, and a Saturday night, that's when it'll be. And I can tell you, if you've already booked something for September the 5th, then August the 28th next year has already been set as the next barbecue.
Okay. And how can people book? And is it well booked already?
No, there's always plenty of tickets as long as we tell our caterer. So the prices have to go up at midnight on Thursday night. It's not till then to book the tickets. There'll be a few tickets available after that, but the price goes up because they're last-minute tickets. So yeah. Book now. Get the whole family along. Everyone you know. It's going to be an incredible experience. And all you have to do is go along to our website, astronomy.ie. Simple as that. And you'll see the Starbucks featured there. And you can read more about it. You can actually look at a movie somebody made, what it's like on the day, and then book your tickets.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
David, you've been evangelizing about astronomy for many years, and I've heard you on different platforms, and you never fail to convey a level of enthusiasm, which I presume you got when you were a young fella. Do you find that young people are being drawn to astronomy still?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I got my first taste of it in Dublin 15. I was going to school a bit further down the road in Cabra, and a friend had a telescope. We went home to his house on the Navan Road. I was 11, yeah. And I really wanted to see his chemistry set. I was interested in bad smells, explosions, all that little boy.
Who isn't?
Yeah. He had a telescope in the corner of his room, and I was fascinated by this. They're fairly common now. The Chinese now make them 10 times cheaper in terms of fraction of your salary than they did back then.
Right.
And I couldn't believe that he had this big telescope. I now know it's actually fairly small.
Right.
But he could see the moon and Jupiter. I asked him so many questions about it. He said, there's books in the library.
Yeah.
He got back to school just before the classes restarted. The library was always open at lunchtime. I borrowed a book called The Universe, and I was hooked from then till now. And that, I won't tell you how many decades ago that is, but it's quite a few.
Not to worry, yeah. And but these days, one of the things I saw on the website on Astronomy Ireland, the community here in Ireland and your own organisation is one of the strongest in Europe, in the world, perhaps.
Yeah, relative to population, Astronomy Ireland is the world's most popular astronomy society.
Fantastic.
The world's. There's something in the Irish genes. I mean, one thing Astronomy Ireland does unashamedly is, if you have no interest in astronomy, then you're the person we want to join.
Yeah.
Because you're missing out on the universe above you. There's so much you can see with the naked eye. Saturn near the moon last Sunday. Mars is going to be near the moon on Sunday and Monday. There's the barbecue, and you can go to that. And then, you know, there are more eclipses coming. There are meteor showers that you can see best with the naked eye. You don't even need a pair of binoculars, which is the first telescope we recommend people to get. They'll cost you £30.
Yeah.
And because most of the work in astronomy now is done by volunteers, everything's heavily subsidized. This Starbucks event is a big fundraiser and will subsidize the membership of young people all across the country, all 32 counties. So we want to get as many people, and we won't rest until all 8 million people on this island are members of Astronomy Ireland, getting the magazine. It's a fantastic coffee table magazine.
It's a fantastic magazine. It is, David, for sure.
David, I don't think you're setting the bar high enough.
I've let my membership lapse, but I'll be renewing it.
And after that, the universe.
Yeah. And you were kind enough to donate some back issues to us when we were doing the School Jewel competition last year, so we were able to donate some back issues to the participating children, and we're very taken with them, because each magazine has for sure knowledgeable scholarly articles, but a lot of it is aimed at the common Joe soap out there, or Josephine soap also, and quite a few pages dedicated to young people, and it's great, and it's great value as well, and the opportunities for viewing photographs taken by members, it's amazing.
I mean, if people can't get along to the Starbucks for whatever reason, the magazine costs about €1 a week. And, you know, I know times are tough, but they do say when times are tough, your mental health is extremely important and your hobbies are what you should keep up. So maybe you're going to have to cancel your Netflix subscription or something like that, but don't cancel any of your hobbies, especially your one astronomy, because we think it's the best hobby in the universe.
Well, there's a lot
and
of learning there.
And €1 a week, who can't afford that?
For sure.
The excitement to come.
Yeah.
For sure. Listen, the Starbucks is on September the 5th, which is next Saturday. You can follow David's advice and get onto astronomy.ie, and you'll be linked into the purchase of tickets. And then you can take yourself 1,000 feet above sea level to look at with 1,000 times magnification into the sky and be fascinated by what you see. I've been to one of your, a number of years years ago. I went to one of the events that you had up in Ballycoolan, David, and it was and it was a winter one, and so it was a bit sharp and a bit cold, but it was utterly engrossing. And
just remember, there'll be more of those. There's one coming up in October, by the way. It's on the site. But you know, I tell people there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing.
Yes, indeed, you're not wrong,
David. You're the best salesman we've had on here for months. Many thanks for connecting with us today, and I hope the event on Saturday is a great success. And
we'll, Starbecue, we'll, very good name.
We'll give it
clever,
a shout out
clever,
before the end of the program
name as
again.
Well. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much indeed. Everybody is welcome. No knowledge of astronomy needed. Just come along, let us blow your minds. Bring your friends and family. I'll blow their minds too.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, David. And listen, if you do go along to the Starbecue and you get to look through a telescope with 1,000 times magnification up at the sky, what will you see? You'll see a sky full of stars.
Oh, see what I did? See what you did there?
See that?
Is it anybody's birthday? No,
it's not. We just had a lovely conversation with David Moore of Astronomy Ireland there, who never fails to get to put smiles on faces here with his
infectious enthusiasm
for his chosen subject, which is the infinity of space. It's just an amazing, endless topic, and thoroughly recommend people to get onto astronomy.ie and find local events, find the magazine, and particularly this Starbecue thing that's on Saturday the 5th, which sounds like a wonderful thing, particularly if you've got young people, and I don't know what the age is, any age, young children,
he said himself, his light switch was flicked on at the age of 11, and that's a prime age for sure. Mm-hmm. And he's an interest and knowledge for life, and so it would be, I'm just thinking already, a granny gift for the grandchildren.
For sure, yeah,
a lovely treat, because it's a very special event. And we didn't even get to talk to him about prices, but there's food involved and all the rest, so it is great value for money, but it's definitely in the treat category.
Fantastic.
And he's been
great for us over the years.
We can talk to Santa Claus then about bringing the binoculars, or bringing the starter telescope.
The starter telescopes are not that expensive. I was telling you, I got one for my daughter a number of years ago, and I probably went a bit higher up the range than I intended to, but nonetheless, you do get amazing views. The issue in Ireland, of course, is clouds and light pollution. They're the problem. That could be the challenge. But anyway, look, astronomy.ie, get on there and have a look at Starbecue on Saturday.
Yeah. Now, I wonder, have we our next guest on the line? We have, and it's time to talk to Donna. Donna from St. Francis Hospice. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Grania.
We're getting carried away with our stargazing here.
It sounds amazing. It sounds like a wonderful event.
But David is so enthusiastic about his subject, as indeed are you, and as are most people involved in the hospice.